This is the Yearbook Sportscast. I'm your host, Doug. Always remember flight attendants and nurses while commenting at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. You can listen basically anywhere. We're on iTunes as well. This episode is out a little early this week because of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We wanted to get this in before the tournament starts. And on the, not the eve, but with just a short time until the tournament actually officially begins, we want to remember last year's 16-1 for the first time, a 16 seed defeated a 1 seed. And with only four chances every year, it only happens four times a year, with only four chances every year. I mean, I don't think everybody thought it was impossible. I think people knew it was going to happen eventually. But with only four chances in a calendar year, it could have been decades before it actually happened. And UMBC did it. But to misquote, what was the Boot Hill, Kurt Russell thing? Tombstone. That's right. Tombstone. Sorry. To miss every movie we quote, we're actually misquoting. I'm sure we're misquoting this. But the character said, "You're right. It wasn't what I thought." And I don't think he had an accent either. So that's a hint. UMBC fans, hopefully you're not offended. You shouldn't be. This has nothing to do with UMBC. UMBC with a tremendous victory last year. 16-1 was just amazing. And the way UMBC did it, the recipe for an upset in March, or actually through the entire college basketball season, is underdog races out to a huge early lead and then spends the rest of the game hanging on. That is the recipe. That is not what happened. After all the near misses of a 16 versus a 1, the way UMBC ultimately did it, I don't think it was like anybody thought. It was a rout. They dismantled Virginia. Virginia could not stay with UMBC. They could not stop the Retrievers. They were helpless against the Retrievers. It was an absolute rout. You never see that kind of dismantling, even in the regular season. This was amazing by UMBC how they did it. So many teams had bragged that they had come close. UMBC was the first to actually break through against all odds, and they deserve all credit. But you're right. It wasn't what I thought. I think what people had in mind over the years is that a cute and fuzzy Cinderella, a 16 seed, was going to take out a team that no one liked. Now, we have no one in mind. You may have somebody in mind already. I'm sure you do. We have no one in mind when we're saying this. We're just saying in general. I think people thought that a 16 was going to take out that slick coach no one likes. So that team that's always in the NCAA, so that team that always seems to win the national championship, or that school that's in the Final Four yet again. I think that's more what people had in mind. And as villains go, now plenty of people hate Virginia. Virginia Tech hates Virginia. Georgia Tech hates the University of Virginia. And Virginia hates plenty of schools right back, including Virginia Tech. But now, please correct us if we're wrong, but I don't even think Virginia has ever won. They've never finished number one, a national basketball championship in men's basketball. Could be wrong in that, but I think they've never won a national championship. So the point is, as villains go, Virginia was kind of cute and fuzzy. And I think not the villain that a lot of us had envisioned when the underdogs finally rose up and took out a number one seed. Anyway, to this year's tournament, but not before Popsicle. Of all the, I forget the term. Yeah, I know, you don't know it either. The term for when a brand name replaces the actual name of a product. Coke is mentioned often in this category for replacing the name of any cola. Cola, everybody just says, "I want a Coke." Or Band-Aid, another one that rightfully so is brought up a lot for a plastic bandage. Band-Aid has actually become the name of the item, not just a brand name. Popsicle is another one. That's a brand name. Now, maybe you do, but that's a brand name that rarely gets mentioned. Yet it has taken on, it has replaced the name of whatever that would actually be called. This year's tournament, the NCAA Men's Basketball Selection Committee Chairman Bernard Muir was really quick to congratulate the committee on diversifying this year's tournament field, saying 11 different leagues received more than one bid to the tournament. This year, unlike other years, the committee was misleading. Like other years, the small conference teams, wrongly called mid-majors, they're all Division I, they're all majors. We know the difference between the glamour schools and the regular guys. We get the idea. They got the shaft. You hear this every year. Why should you hear this every year? Because the little guys made March Madness. The tournament did not become a household name because two titans played each other again in March, the tournament became a golden property because of the upsets. At the turn of this century, the worry was the little guys were slowly being legislated out of the NCAAs, and that has happened somewhat. Almost every year, there's a deserving Cinderella that gets overlooked, and some schools, like former David Slay's Goliath poster child, Richmond, have switched leagues and joined the other side because making the NCAAs and getting a decent seed is such a chore. Anyway, selection committee congratulates itself on a great bracket. Okay. Aside from all the small conference automatic bids, here are the four surprising schools that the committee let in to this year's bracket. Belmont. Belmont was one of the most serious at-large candidates out there anyway. They just had the unfortunate luck of playing in the same league as Murray State, who won the Ohio Valley Tournament Final over Belmont. Sure, the Bruins got in, but they had one of the best cases in the entire nation to get in. Murray State. Murray State was also a very serious at-large candidate anyway, but they won the Ohio Valley, so the NCAA had to pick them. Wofford. Wofford is ranked and should have gotten in regardless, but they won their league tournament, so the selection committee had to take them. St. Mary's. The NCAA has done an outstanding job excluding St. Mary's in recent years, but they made up for it this year. Except the Gaels won the WCC tournament, so the committee had to pick them too. Also, the West Coast Conference, thanks to Gonzaga and later St. Mary's, is no longer a typical non-glamour league. And that's it. Of the four erroneously titled mid-majors the NCAA is rewarded, three had to be picked because they had automatic bids, and one of those doesn't even qualify as a Cinderella, and one was the most serious of serious bubble teams anyway. Not a surprise among them. Same old, same old. Then there's UNC Greensboro, which wasn't selected. In a year when the NCAAs threw out the old sorry about that small schools playbook, UNC Greensboro was snubbed because of the old sorry about that small schools playbook. The Spartans kept it close against LSU and were under 20 against Kentucky. They also won 2 out of 3 against a talented Furman team. Their only crime, the Spartans' only crime, was being blown out twice by Wofford, and then falling to Wofford again by 12. That's too much. The NCAA tournament did take St. John's, which beat VCU and Marquette and kept it close with Seton Hall, then was housed twice by Marquette, keel-hauled by Duke, and lost to DePaul, Providence, Butler, and Xavier twice each. The NCAA tournament also chose Syracuse, which beat Duke, but fell to the con, UConn, and lost not closely to Buffalo, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, Florida State, NC State, Virginia, and Clemson. That's playing your way in? Unlike Greensboro, St. John's and Syracuse play in big leagues, so their more numerous blowouts must be better. Sorry about that, small schools. I mean, UNC Greensboro. Or put another way, of those 11 leagues receiving more than one NCAA bid this year, only one was an underdog conference, the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, the Southern Conference deserved 2 or 3 tournament berths and got 1. And the Atlantic Sun deserved 2 and got 1. Same old, same old.